Welcome to Your Five for the Day. During a church service many years ago, Captain Nickerson, an American, told his audience this story of when he was a sailor. I remember when I was on board the ship Heroine. One dark night, we were east of Barbados, and another sailor named George and myself were on the watch high up in the forward part of the ship. I was speaking with him of my younger days and the lessons that I had learned at home from my parents and the Bible stories that meant so much to me. But George ridiculed the whole idea of God and declared that he was an atheist and that all this talk of God was all moonshine. After some time, 8 bells rang and the watch was changed, and the men were called away to pump water out of the ship. George took a bucket, and as he flung the bucket of water over the side of the ship, he lost his footing and was dragged overboard. Instantly the cry was raised, "Man overboard!" And the ship's mate shouted, "Harder starboard the wheel!" And the ship came hard round and stood on the starboard side. All we could hear was a small voice crying in the darkness a good way off, "Save me! Save me! Save me!" Immediately the lifeboat was launched and hastened to his rescue. The night was dark and the sea was very rough. We pulled into the darkness and followed the sounds as well as we could until we reached George struggling in the waves a quarter of a mile from the ship. Being a good swimmer, he had managed to keep himself afloat, and before long we had managed to pull him into the vessel and rescue George. Back on the ship that night, we made him as comfortable as we could in his bunk and left him to rest. The next morning, however, when I called to see him, I asked him about the past night's experience. "George," I said, "did you think that a ship was going to leave you last night and that you were going to die?" "Yes, I did," was his reply. "Now, George," I asked, "what did you do then?" "I prayed to God," he said. "But I thought that you did not believe there was a God," I replied. George's answer was very solemn. When a man is overboard on a dark night, and the ship is going away from him, and he expects to die, a man thinks differently and talks differently from what he does when he is on the topmost of the ship, spinning yarns in safety. We never heard George making a mockery ever again about the things concerning God. Some time or other, dear friend, we were all come face to face with the ultimate reality that George faced that day many years ago off Barbados. Every ocean-going vessel or ship needs a good captain to guide it across the stormy waters and safe into harbour with all its crew and cargo. There is only one such captain that can assure us safe passage through the storms of life and safe into the harbour of heaven on the other side, and that's Jesus Christ, God's only Son. Thank you for listening. God bless you.